Well, good morning, all you bright faces of the coffee shop this morning. My name is Stan, Chaplain Stan. I'm going to be giving you a message entitled this morning, In, Then, Through. That's In, Then, Through. It's kind of an unusual title to a message, but I got this from, I attended a men's prayer breakfast 3 weeks ago at Chapel Rock Christian Church with my brother-in-law, Tom, who my brother-in-law, Bill, used to go with him all the time. So I've been going with him when I can to help support Tom and to go for the men's prayer breakfast also. And Pastor Fred Rodkey gave this message, so I wanted to share it with you all. I've added to it a little bit, but I kept most of it. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for you and for the giving of your son, Jesus, who died in our place on the cross. Bless your word here as we learn from it this morning in our coffee shop. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. I'd like to open this morning in Psalms 30. Psalms 30, the blessedness of answered prayer. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness to the end that I may glory, sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. How great that is. You know, the blessedness of answered prayer. Wow. What a song. Well, let's look at this for a moment. In, then, through. All of us want to be used by God in a way he wants us to be used. This message will show you one way God can use you for his purpose. One of the most important ways is to get to know him. But how do we do that? Read his word daily. By doing so, you will learn about him and get to know him. This is so important if you want to share Jesus with others. How can we share if we know nothing? Let me say that again. How can we share if we know nothing? The Bible is a very powerful and living word tool to be used. Have you ever felt like you need to do something? You see someone you know or something you don't know and feel the urge to do something for them or their situation. That compulsion is often dismissed and let go, even though many of us have prayed, Lord, do something through me. Is that where God begins? Through you, or does he want to do something in you? The power of one. Most of us have those moments where we are compelled to do something, but how? If we put off that feeling long enough, it gets replaced by somebody needs to do something. Then we pray, God, what do you want to do through me? maybe that prayer should be, God, what do you want to do in me? Why? Because what God does in you will lead to what work God wants to do through you. God's approach is consistently in, then through. As we look at Exodus 24:18, it says, so Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Why was that? Why was Moses up in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights? So God could work in him before he worked through him. Let's look in Mark 1. Jesus was surrounded by people in need. They were even gathered at the door where Jesus was staying. In verse 33 of that, Jesus always seemed to know what to do for everyone. And that day was no different. Verse 35 continues to say, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus went up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Jesus spent time alone with the Father in heaven. That is how he knew what to do. He was in prayer to his Father in heaven to work through him, to work in him, not through him first. Mother Teresa was a person who made a difference in the lives of many. She felt a compulsion to do something and followed that emotion in her ministry. A reporter asked her one time about her awareness of what needed to be done, how she knew. She responded, her day begins at 4:30 a.m. on her knees and continues throughout the day. By her praying, God was doing something in her before he could do something through her. Seeing someone and doing something requires an in, then through approach. When we see someone, something that needs to be done, begin by asking God to work in you. The through will fall into place. It definitely will when you follow God. Always listen to the Lord's leading and follow him. Fertile ground. Let's look about this. In Matthew 13, Jesus tells a story about a farmer who was sowing seed. Some of the seed fell on poor ground and never grew. Some got to fertile ground and grew and brought forth a harvest. The emphasis is not on the sowing, but the type of ground that received the seed. That is us. The seed is us. What kind of soil are you? And how is God working in you? God wants us to be prepared and ready for him to work in us and through us. That means we must be open to his work in our hearts and minds. Does it start at 2:30 a.m.? Maybe 4:30 a.m.? Or does it continue all day long? Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God who works in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. Moses, Joseph, David, and all of them had God work in them first before he worked through them. Instead of praying, God, do something through me, pray, God, do something in me, then listen to him and watch him work in you, then through you. This is a short message, but I thought it was very powerful, so I'm going to close in prayer here this morning. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you all here in the coffee shop and keep you over this next week. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.